I'm pretty sure we did an episode on this. Can't remember. But the fact that, like, anime, that marketing goes to, like, a lot of it is LGBT with either the yaoi or the yuri stories or in manga and doujinshi. Yet when it comes to, like, real life, this is like, no, you cannot say anything. Be quiet.
Well, I've done videos on this, but, like, things like yaoi, for example, like, I did a whole video on the difference between, like, the different types of yaoi. Because, like, yaoi is gay, you know, hentai that is aimed towards women.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas bara is yaoi aimed towards men. And the amount of bara in comparison to the amount of yaoi is minuscule. So obviously, like, the artists understand that, you know, gay hentai aimed towards men has so much more of a smaller market because of the whole stigma of there are less gay men in Japan, you know, that don't openly go out and buy bara doujins, you know. Well, same thing with yuri. Like, you don't have to be a lesbian to enjoy yuri manga. Like, I read yuri manga, and I'm certainly not a lesbian. You know? So, I can see, like, how... What?
It was just funny. I am certainly not a lesbian.
Yeah,
you're lesbian, I mean, for me.
Yeah, I am. Very much so. I mean, I get the occasional, you look like a lesbian in the YouTube comments, but, you know, so like, I don't know, I personally don't know how much yuri and yaoi stuff is, I guess, pushing along the progressiveness of LGBT agendas in Japan.
I think they're just kind of seen as two separate entities because one's real and one isn't.
I think so too, yeah.
The Anime Show with Joey and Aki. Grab it from iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. SBS Pop Asia.